An attorney for a Haitian man picked up by immigration officials in Waterville earlier this month says he's encouraged by a federal judge's ruling in Manhattan this week. U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest said it was unconstitutional and cruel for authorities to pluck Ravi Ragbir out of his life without a moment's notice. And as Susan Sharon reports, she then ordered his immediate release.
Ravi Ragbir, an immigrant rights activist from Trinidad and Tobago, and Lexis St. Martin, originally from Haiti, have several things in common. Both men had years-old criminal convictions for nonviolent crimes. Ragbir had been convicted of wire fraud in 2001. St. Martin was convicted of drug trafficking in 2009. Neither had been in trouble since then, but both were living under deportation orders. Both also married U.S. citizens, had children, and went on to build successful lives before being picked up and detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
They're both people that were well integrated into the community, like family, with work life, just living and thriving in society, and then with no warning taken away by ICE.
Evan Fisher is an attorney for Lexis St. Martin of Waterville, who is being held in a New Hampshire jail. Fisher says he's preparing to file suit in federal court on his client's behalf. Judge Forrest's decision, he says, has given him and St. Martin's family members hope. In her order, the judge ruled that ICE violated Ragbir's due process rights by not allowing him to organize his affairs or to say goodbye before being detained. And she had harsh criticism for ICE and, by extension, the Trump administration. It ought not to be, and it has never before been, that those who have lived without incident in this country for years are subjected to treatment we associate with regimes we revile as unjust, regimes where those who have long lived in a country may be taken without notice, Judge Forrest wrote. We are not that country, and woe be the day that we become that country under a fiction that laws allow it.
It's just really remarkable to see some of these arguments that human rights lawyers in this country have been trying to make in the court system for years. We're finally latched onto in a case so similar to Lexis St. Martin's case.
Calls and emails to ICE were not returned to Maine Public Radio, but in a written statement provided to the Waterville Sentinel, an unnamed immigrations official said St. Martin was arrested on an outstanding order of removal. He was convicted for drug trafficking and sentenced to prison, violating the terms of his lawful status, the statement said. At the conclusion of his prison term, he was placed in removal proceedings and subsequently issued a final order of removal by an immigration judge in 2010. But St. Martin has not been given any date for removal from the U.S. That was also the case for Ravi Ragbir, and where attorney Evan Fisher says the federal judge put her foot down. She said the Fifth Amendment's liberty and due process guarantees do protect someone under a final order of deportation.
And she looked at the totality of the circumstances and found that they were depriving him of this most essential aspects of life and liberty and family.
Though the judge's order allowed for Ragbir's immediate release, Fisher says it won't prevent him from being deported, but it will give him the chance to say goodbye. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.